would like to respond.
Let me just ask, though, why did you try to kill that bill, and successfully so? That would have put thousands of additional agents and officers on the border.
First, let me respond as to the rallies. She said people start leaving. People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's busing them in and paying them to be there and then showing them in a different light. So she can't talk about that. People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. That's because people want to take their country back. Our country is being lost. We're a failing nation. And it happened 3.5 years ago. And what's going on here, you're going to end up in World War III, just to go into another subject. What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country, and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country, and if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people are on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Don't eat my dog, guys.
If you're from another country, a legal immigrant, don't eat Felipe. Felipe would not appreciate that, right, Felipe? This is Felipe. He's been my dog for 12 years now. He's a great lap dog. I actually got him before I proposed to Sally. He's been a family dog. He's seen all of our kids from the hospital, from the womb to the hospital, to the car ride home. Very, very special family member, our four-legged friend. And I love him. And I wouldn't want some guy coming in, taking my pet, some Somalian or Haitian or some illegal that has a cannibal crisis in their country. And that's where we're at right now. This is not a joke. So I was in DR earlier Dominican Republic earlier this year at a marriage retreat. If you guys remember, I had some pictures there. And we were seeing Haitians jump over the walls. Here's a video of I believe it was a truck. It was a dump truck just full of Haitians. And they were just literally running for their lives because these people were eating. They're killing and eating them. You know, you had the barbecue Haitian guy. His name's Barbecue. This is a real thing, man. This is actually a real thing. This is not fake news. This is not hype. Like, they will kill your animal. They will kill chickens. There were guys with guns guarding their chickens. It's crazy. Like, it just in a regular valley. That's the state of economy that they're in down there. And they're coming over here. And they can't speak English. They can't do anything. So what do? They, in order to survive, they'll just kill your dog, kill your cats, and eat them. A lot better than eating a human. It's freaking gross. But people will do anything to survive, man. You guys know that. And this is what open borders does. This is what, it doesn't matter if you're left or right. This is ill policies in place. This is what happens when you become weak on your border and you don't become a country of laws. You become a country of progressive and innovation and blah, blah, blah. And you forget your core principles, and the economy is in the shitter. Our freedoms are being jacked. It's time to rise up, man. It's time to emasculate the men and really, really just grow a pair of balls and a backbone and stand for what you believe for. It's time. And we need to do that in the voting polls, even if it's rigged. Give a flip what anyone thinks and actually just stand for what you believe in. I can't believe how weak men are right now, and it shows up financially, spiritually, economically. Who we have in that fake White House, who we have in this nonsense of clown show with these debates where Kamala's wearing her earpiece, hiding as earrings. It's just disgusting, man. Not to talk deep into politics, but all this is political. Money is political. And so this is why I say you have to align yourself more than ever with your advisor politically, spiritually, economically, now medically. And if you're not in the same alignment with your advisor, what in the hell are you doing with them? Like, seriously, like, what is going on? Why are you supporting an advisor that doesn't agree with what you agree with? You shouldn't have to walk into your advisor's office and have this conversation. Well, he doesn't believe in gold and silver. He doesn't invest in farmland. He only wants Pfizer and Amazon. He doesn't even know if the dollar can crash. He doesn't even know what BRICS are. Like, there's advisors that don't even understand the power of BRICS going on right now. We have Turkey, a NATO country, just joined the BRICS. That's freaking huge. That's massive. And yes, if Donald Trump gets in, he's going to destroy their plan. He will. And that's why they want to kill him. That's why they want to kill him. I honestly think it's the international puppet masters that are holding the strings to the Obamas and the Hillarys and all the politicians. They want him killed because they have their plan. They have their agenda. And we see that. So markets are manipulated. I'm a professional at what I do. I've been financial advising for close to 20 years now. I have my own practice. This is not I'm not some influencer. I'm a legit practicing financial advisor. And what I'm going to say today is from my professional experience, as well as my political bias. And I will explain the differences. And I think going into this year, we have to understand that there's a political bias and we have a reality. And when you mix the two, that's when you get hurt. This is where the conservatives look stupid. This is where the liberals will always have an edge on the conservatives because they say we follow a cult leader like Donald Trump and that we're so stupid. Anything that he does, right or wrong, we don't care. We're going to vote him in and we follow him. This is what they think. They don't understand that it's not Donald Trump. It's actually the cross. It's actually our values, our principle that we are cultic about, call it whatever, that we're deplorable about. It is having a sense of belief that the American blood that we had shed early on with our framers, that spirit still lives in us today. And it's the weakening of that spirit is why we are in this problem. Like, we don't want to go to war. We don't want to fight. Men are built to fight. Men are built to conquer. But we've gotten away from that because we've become straight pussies. Call it for what it is. And it's because of our leadership. It's because of our leadership. And so we have all these problems spiritually. We have these problems economically. And Wall Street, till you understand this, is one big spiritual problem. It's good versus evil. It is supply and demand, manipulation. That's it at the core. So as we go into this 2024, it really is a battle between not from flesh and blood, but rulers of darkness in wicked high places. Yes, we know the scripture. And that is folding out and revealing in itself right now. What do we do? Well, we got to be smart. We got to be smart. We got to think outside of our conservative mindset. Take that up. Our religion, our faith, our habits, our lifestyle. We got to put that aside for a second when it comes to your money. Just put it aside for a second and think like they do. Think like the bankers. Think like Wall Street. Wall Street does not care. They do not care about your feelings. They don't care about your values. They actually want you to have values. They want you to be psychologically leveled and triggered at certain price points. And this is all already fabricated. This is already designed in the markets. They have psych levels when it comes to trading, where people psychologically will make certain irrational moves at certain support and resistance levels. So they have all that priced in. Do you think they care if Michael Obama wins election, or if Hillary Clinton comes out of the woods and says, you know, I'm running, or Kamala steals election, or even Donald Trump gets in? No, they don't care. But what they can do is sell you a bag of goods and say, hey, let's buy gold right now, all-time high, and charge you 20, 30%. Let's tell you to invest in your 401k and be manipulated by mutual funds that are heavily in a magnificent seven, and you are 100% correlated. Like all these mutual funds in your 401k, if you broke them down and asked for the holdings and you emailed me all the holdings, I could give you a report. Of course, I charge for a report, but you would have this overlap. And this is why your 401k goes down tremendously. Because if you have the Dodge and Cox Fund, the Franklin Growth Fund, and the America Pacific Fund, one core investment that you're probably going to have is Google or Amazon or Microsoft, some blue chip in any of those mutual funds. And then you're split up between three or four of them. That means you have bought Google, Amazon, or a Magnificent Seven, a FANG or a FANG stock, three or four different times. And so when that market goes down 10%, you're actually going down 20, even 30%. And then you wonder why your 401k does bad. Because we're not asking the right questions. We're not doing the right things. So if you have a 401k and IRA, look at your holdings in your mutual funds. I understand you're working there. You can't really do anything, but you can do something. You could go to Treasuries right now. You can call and go to Treasuries. Again, I'm a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. This is for education and information purposes only. If you would like financial advice, give us a call, 813-448-3446, or book an appointment at CortezWM.com. We want to help you. Also, you can go to 401khelpusa.com, fill it out. We will help you with your 401k. We'll give you advice. Actually, we can give you advice for 1% a year is what we make, and we can help you have quarterly calls for 1% a year. We can give you advice on your 401k on what to do, how to stay divested in your in this woke agenda, or how to know when to get in and out of the markets. I scan the markets every week for fun. I'm a geek like that. I love this stuff. I make a living off of this. But we want to trading. Obviously, I probably will have my own hedge fund one day. And trading is a huge passion of mine. But financial advising is where I started. And I love helping people. So I don't know how long I'm going to be doing the financial advising side. But the money management and the trading side, I'll be doing that to the day I die, because I just been doing it since I was 14 and I love it. Absolutely love it. But I'm here to tell you that it's time to get your house in order, man. it's time to get your house in order. I said last podcast that markets are going to go down. And then I just scanned it this morning and it's 100% manipulated. It's going right back up. Even when interest rates drop in here shortly, right here this week, by the time that you're watching this, on the 18th, they're going to be lowering interest rates. We don't know if it's going to be 25 basis points, 50 basis points, but what I think they're going to go down 100 basis points within the next 12 months. So it doesn't matter if it's 25 basis points or 50 this time, September 18th, when they meet. They're going to lower interest rates. They are going to lower interest rates. How are you prepared right now? Don't go buy a stupid CD and say, oh, I got 4.8%, guys. I'm ready to roll. Do not do that. That's like, you might as well buy a gold IRA. Don't even do that. Because what these banks are going to do is you're going to start to see the banks say, oh, we're going to pay 4.8 lower interest rates. Then the banks come in and they're going to say, oh, yeah, it's simple interest. Okay, simple. I don't care. Just give me my 5% I'm getting a deal because the rates went down to 4%. So I'm getting an extra 1%. Then you need a $100,000 minimum. Then it's a only 1 year compounding. And then the rest is 3%, 2% simple for the next 2 or 3 years. If you bought a CD, I'll give you an alternative. The CD market is going to be extremely manipulated and misrepresented, in my opinion, in their marketing. So don't get sucker for these CD rates that are fixing to pop up. You're going to see a lot of CD rates advertised on the internet, on YouTube, on the newspaper, if you still read those, all over the web, all the online banks, Ally Bank, just Truist Bank. They will literally target day one, as soon as lower interest rates, abso-freaking-lutely, you're going to see CD rates, and people are going to flock to it. And then we have a banking situation that is still on the cusp. We have a banking situation, guys. I told you about KRE, and here's what's going to happen when they lower interest rates. People are going to supposedly get excited about buying homes, but interest rates have already been dropped. They've already been dropped almost 1% already since last year. And here in Tampa, we got a 90% surge in home inventory. People are selling their homes like crazy. You want a good deal? Come to Tampa, man. The prices are dropping like crazy. I told you I got to buy something for my in-laws. I'm waiting probably for another 2 more months, and I'm drop some cash on a condo. Hopefully HOAs aren't terrible, but people can't afford the HOAs. They can't afford the food. They can't afford the gas. They're leaving the Midwest. See ya. I'm Flow Rider, baby. I love my Florida. I love Latino. I love conservative. I love Southern. It's all here. And I love the water. And we like our guns. We love our politics. My kids are born here. This is where I was destined to be. I'm originally from North Carolina, so I have a heart for my Carolina folks. But I'm here in Florida, man. Whatever it costs, I'm living here. And I'm not moving out. I'm not letting the economy dictate my lifestyle or my family's destiny. And I would love some Somalias or Venezuelans to come up in here and see what we're about here at the Cortez residence. Oh, also, I got the sticker. I don't know if you can see it. I'm not going to repeat that. But basically, I wish a mother would put it on my guitar case as I go to play worship at church. Yes, there's a curse word on my guitar. Oh, well, get over it. It's so funny. I just had a random thought, but we're going to look at the charts. Rates are going down. How do we make money off of this, Carlos? What do we do? That's why everybody listens to this. And this is why I want to keep on doing my podcast, because I want to keep you guys updated. Eventually I will have an inner circle. Eventually I'll have my own fund, but for now I want you to be educated for information, education purposes only. Obviously, some of this is trade, some of this is long-term. So what I'm going to discuss today is short-term to midterm trades, meaning 2 to 4 months, 4 to 6 months, depending on your risk tolerance. Trading is only for people that have a high risk tolerance. So if you are going into TMF, or if you're buying XPSX, or if you're buying the SPYs, do know that you need to buy that with, if you're trading it, maybe 5-10% of your account value. Do not put 100% of your money into these trades, especially if you're retired and older. We have a whole nother service and plan on the retirement side that I highly recommend. And I'm going to show some charts and some recent historical numbers. If you're not getting these returns, then give us a call. We want to help you get to have the ability to have these returns. So there's two different buckets here, guys, if you're noticing. I'm talking about red money here. I'm also talking about green money. Green money is for long-term safe money, retirement planning. Great if you're 40 years old, 30 years old, and you want to put 50, 100 grand away, never touch it for 20 years. It will be worth millions. There's no reason to trade long-term, long-term. Also, if you're 60, if you're 70, it doesn't matter. 5 years from now, it could be a possible double. I'm going to show you the returns. Just don't touch it. You don't need some stupid CD rate that is scammed by the FDIC that doesn't even have your freaking money. Like, the FDIC is a freaking scam. They only have 0.74% of your money in cash reserves. Go call Chase. Go call Regions. Go call Bank of America. Say, I need 10 grand out of my account right now. They're going to bug out, bro. They're going to be like, well, Mr. Client, you should have called us. Because what do you mean I should have called? You should have my money. Well, they don't. It is actually lent over to another company or another bank branch. And so the way the banks work is, as soon as you deposit certificate of deposit, they certify that you deposit, you now have forfeited your money to the bank. Whether it's a checking account, savings account, you forfeited your money to the bank. You no longer own your money. Hard truth. You no longer own your money. If you look at the privacy notice and agreements, all the paperwork that you sign, they have the ability to move your money wherever they want and give you a large cash withdrawal disclosure. You have the ability to be a beneficiary of that account owner and have withdrawal benefits, but you no longer own that money, dude. It is crazy. Till you pull all of it out and you do something else with it. So you have to trust the bank that they're not going to steal your money. In law, right now, and since 2010, the bank bankruptcy laws have changed. There's bank bail-ins. Bank bail-ins mean that for the greater good of the bank, they can take your money out and use it for whatever they want to. You don't believe me? Yes, I know it's shocking. But if you look in bank bail-ins, I'm going to pull it up real quick. I just looked this up. Like, I haven't even read this, so I'm going to read it with you. But it's all over. This is just a Fortune article. Fortune bailouts here. How's a bank bail-in works? Recent collapse of Silicon Valley Bank have done much more than inject uncertainty in public disclosures, blah, blah, blah. What is a bank bail-in? A bail-in is a form of financial relief for banks that are in danger of collapsing or going bankrupt. The relief comes from canceling some or all the bank's debt by reducing the value of the bank shares. Note, the FDIC insures most bank deposits up to $250 per individual. A bail-in is the opposite of a bailout. Instead of relief of funds coming from outside taxpayers, like in 08, the funds come from inside the shareholders and depositors. Although bail-in relief has been implemented in Europe, it has never been in the U.S. Not yet. Even so, bail-in relief was legalized in the U.S. with the passage of the 2010 Dodd-Frank Act following the 08 crisis. These are like literally my words. Too big to fail, were bailed out by the U.S. government. Maybe they're listening to scriptures in Wall Street. Who knows? To prevent mass bailouts in the future, the order The Orderly Liquidation Authority, OLA, restricts some of the riskier activities bank have engaged previously, increases government oversight of bank, forces banks to maintain larger cash reserves, creates a process bail-in to liquidate failing financial institutions without a bailout. 2018, the amount of cash reserves banks were required to have under the Dodd-Frank was lowered by the passage of Economical Growth, Regulated Relief, and Consumer Protection Act by the Trump administration. And here we go. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Here's ads. I just said it. So that's probably why we're going to see checking account, bank account ads, because the banks need your money. So they're sending out teaser rates. Look at these rates. They're terrible, by the way. And it goes into how bank bail. This is actually pretty good. Pretty good article, man. Like, the bank is in default or in danger of default. They could take your money. The bank represents systematic risk to the banking sector. They can take your money. Like, we already discussed this, man. Like, this shouldn't be a shocking. And look, real time, 4.25, 5.25, all these online banks, they're showing you. They're showing you exactly. And member FDIC, they're showing you when interest rates lower, don't worry. We can get 5.25 from Genesis Bank and American Express, 4.25. Oh, they're reputable. Great. Boom. You got to leave it in there for 6 months. You got to leave it in. You got to have $250,000, or it's only for 6 months. And then it goes to 3% by simple interest rate. You better off getting a 4% compounding, a lower compounding. Actually, you're not better at all, because now your money is entirely at risk because we have bank bail-ins. This is not new information, guys. This has been around for 14 years, 2010. I'm just reminding you that this is the truth. This is straight the truth, man. So we have to get smart. We have to get smart. I said lower interest rates, banks are going to start advertising the rates. And as soon as I pulled up that article, what do you see? They're so predictable, dog. So predictable. All right. Yeah, we're just talking here. We're having fun. That's what we're doing. We're having fun. We are having fun. You know what else is predictable? It is the stock market. And so let's talk about making money in the stock market. Let's talk about your retirement. Let's make some money off of these idiots. They're not going to kill Felipe, and they're not going to kill Fido. Heck nah, bro. Come up to my crib and see what's up. 45 in the desk, 9mm truck. AR-15s everywhere up in here. Yeah, you're not going to vaccinate me when you got 556 coming at you. You're not going to touch my kids. You're not going to touch my dog. You're not going to touch my cat. Yeah, man, this is Flow Rider, bro. We don't play games here. We do not play games here. So stay strapped, my friends. Protect yourselves. Know your freedoms. Let's talk about some charts. Let me get out of hand. I'm getting out of hand. All right. Vixie. I was looking at this before we got started. Vixie. All right. So, volatility index. This is interesting. This is very, very interesting. So, you can't buy the volatility index. You got to buy the ETF that tracks the volatility index. For those of you that don't know what the VIX is, it is the fear and greed index of the overall temperature of the markets. Like, if the VIX is high, we got a lot of losses, a lot of volatility, a lot of gains. People are scared, or their greed is kicking in. There's just volatility. Volatility most of the time means a death spiral, like nasty, nasty 08 type returns, or COVID, where the markets are typically halted. They are just losing. I mean, you guys remember that, man? Like, we had 800 points, $1,000 or 1,000 point swings in the Dow, and they had to halt. It only happened like maybe two or three times in the past decade. And then when COVID hit, it happened like more than three times during a 2-week span. It was devastating for many people. Of course, I made over 1,000% during that time. turned a $3,000 account to $33,000. So that was fun. And I'm going to be looking out to see what we can do in this market crash. So I wanted to bring the VIXI up because anytime I get a blue cross, high chance this is going to go up. So if we, and so what are these lights here? We call them traffic lights. Whenever I get a green cross, a purple usually insinuates a blue cross. And so this is part of my three trade signal where I get this, this purple box, a blue box, and then I'll get a green box. I'm sorry, the blue box will enter a green box. I don't have a green box yet. As a matter of fact, this is like what we call a head fake where it's going to be volatile. Everything's lined up. The momentum indicators are lined up, but I never got a green box. And now I'm starting to see red. So this is what a head fake is. And our momentum is going down. So here's a momentum spike. We have a red cloud here. Our momentum is going down. And yes, just in August, we peaked to over 17 here. Yep. So yeah, we have some serious, if I scan back, I mean, look how high this thing went. This was over 100, guys, back in 22. If I scan even further, pan back, this is over 700. Back in 2020, it was at 859. Could we see a scandemic level again? Well, that's up to you and your beliefs. This is where our politics can fog our mindset. We got to look at chart numbers. All I do know is that this thing is at an all-time low, and it's going to pop. So when it hits this, when it hits these certain lines, they tend to go up. As you notice, as it hit this line, we got a blue cross. It shot up a little bit. It dove down. We got a blue cross. It shot up a little bit. Blue cross here. It shot up a little bit. Blue cross here. It shot up. Didn't get a lot of blue cross. It went up. We got a buy signal. That wasn't really an accurate one. And then we got a sell signal, like literally right after that, then a death cross. So it's about 90% accurate, guys. Here's a blue cross. Boom. Goes up. Nothing is ever guaranteed. Nothing is 100%. But my indicators are extremely, extremely accurate. I would take a 90% accuracy, maybe even higher than that, more than ever. So we get a blue cross here. Green lights. It went up. It did pop up, you know, a good 10% from 11 to about 12.5. It's looking like it's going down. So that means we may have another rally. We may have another rally before this rate cut. And so what I'm thinking is going to happen is the rate cut's going to happen. Stock market's going to skyrocket. Let's pull up the SPY. Again, let's take the politics out of everything. Let's take our belief system out of everything and let's just think money because that's what they're thinking. I got a buy signal back in August 14. Markets went up tremendously. It's gone up 541 to 554. So this is pure manipulation. We have bank failures. We have interest rates, the uninversion of the yield curves, which is another topic. But just to update you guys, it is possible looking at this right now, and I'm going to confirm it with the SPXS, we're going to see a market increase. Lower interest rates, when rates go down, prices go up, markets go up. But eventually what happens is that uninversion happens. In the long-term aspect, we will have a market meltdown you've never seen before. So this is why I'm not I did buy SPXS calls last podcast. I lost that trade. It's not the right time. It's not the right time, guys. They're pumping this thing. I only invested like less than $1,000. So I lost that trade and I was wrong. I own up to it. Completely head fake. I thought it was that time. But right now, they are jacking up the market. They're jacking up the market, and that's what it is. Like, I'm not perfect, but I can tell you that I'm going to be on it. And I'm going to tell you that I'll let you know as soon as this thing really, really ticks off, everything's going to turn red. My bars will turn red. It's going to really have red clouds. We see a green cloud here. It's fanning out. It has a lack of momentum. So if you see, this momentum is way smaller than that one. That was a huge momentum swing right here. This one right here was huge. This one's smaller, this wave. This one's really smaller. My momentum is dragging down. It's dragging down. Typically, when it hits this area, we're going to see some huge buy signals, which we're doing right now. So we're going to get another wave. I'm thinking we get a wave, and then maybe it happens. Maybe it happens in November. Maybe we see another bull run for the next month, and then it crashes right in November. Maybe when Donald Trump wins. I told you those damn Republicans, they don't know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. Remember, the Democrats own the media. Of course, I'm getting political now after I said don't do that. But my bias is I think that Trump will win. I think Trump will get instilled, and they're just going to pull the cards, the House cards underneath them, make them look terrible, use it as propaganda for 2028 election, completely crash the real estate market, which is already failing, crash the banking system, financial reset us all, tokenize. And this is where I think they would really, really enforce tokenization, the CBDC, because they're going to say, you see, we got Donald Trump in, the guy that was supposed to be the jobs expert, the guy that was supposed to do everything right. And then boom, the markets crashed because that's what they can do. And so I have a hard time. I mean, I struggle with my ADHD. I go in different tangents. I don't take notes. Notes scare me. I have bullet points I want to talk about. But what I want to say is it's hard for me to focus not on the political side, but it totally lines up technical standpoint, which is not political. Money is not political. It's like the gun. The gun right here doesn't kill people. It's black, it's nasty, it's long, but my deer hunting gun has a bigger caliber than my AR-15. Why not ban a deer hunter gun? Because it's wood and it's on wood and it's not on black, nasty metal. That's why. Anyways, when it comes to the markets, it looks like they're pumping it up one more time. And I said this back in January, where it's possible that they could just pump the market into the election. They can just pump it, keep feeding it, keep manipulating it. And that's what it looks like it's doing right now. So let me look at my shorts. So interesting. Interesting. So here's our red. Now, this is the opposite of the markets, guys, the complete opposite. So when this goes up, that means the stock market goes down. When this goes down, that means the stock market's going up. So it's our inverse. And I have a red cloud here. I have a channel, a Keltner channel. I also have a lot of red momentum. So that means the market's going up. And so this just confirms more than ever, a low volatile, a lowering VIX. My inverse is going down. I bought it here. And I should have listened to my indicator, but I bought it here when it was green. Back in when it was turning green, I got selfish back actually right here in August. I bought it here and I lost. I completely lost. I bought like a 30-day call, completely lost. I even told you guys that I'm buying it and I lost. So that's on record. And so I got manipulated. What I wanted to tell you guys is that this is going down. So that means the stock market's going up. We got red traffic lights. This is on a 3-day, a 9-day, and a 27-day. So basically a short-term, a midterm, a long-term view. Red clouds, red pressure, red momentum. The stock market's going up. It's just going up. This is not a good time to short. Not a good time to short. Till further notice. Now, I mean, look, you could buy something early here. You wanna buy low and sell high. So right now we're pretty low, man. We're at like under $8. This is a great place to hold this long term. That I could say I would do. I would buy XPSS, knowing that it may get lower. It probably would go down to. It could go down to $7, maybe even $5. Who knows? Who knows? As the stock market goes up, it could really, really, really go down even further. But this is a losing trade here for the next 30 days. So if you want to wait and be patient, I think it's going to go down, meaning the stock market is going to go up. It probably could go to, let me fan out, guys. Let me see here. This could go to $6, man. I mean, this could go way, way low. It has before. This was at like a dollar back in December 23. It could go down to $5, guys, if they really want to pump this thing up. That's when I would be buying it. When it hits like $5 or less, that's when I'll be buying it. Because we all know if a stock goes down to a certain low, you buy low and you sell high. There's nothing emotional, political about that. You just buy low and sell high. I would be buying tons of call options. I would be buying $10 call options, knowing this thing is going to fail. This is going to fail. And it's not because of Donald Trump. It's the mess that they're going to give him, and they're going to make it look bad. But before they do, I'm going to keep my eye on it. But before I do, because the time is getting out of hand here, one thing definitely faux show is our TMF trade, dog. Woo-wee! Golden cross, baby. I got greens here. So this is on a 20-year treasury. 20-year treasuries, man. That's where it's at. It's trade of the year. I said it in January. Trade of the freaking year. I stuck to this, and I'm still sticking to it. I stuck to my... Oh, how's your New Year's resolution, by the way? I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. Because I believe in daily habits. Once you have your daily habits, you can have goals. My daily habit is to look at the markets every single morning. I've been doing that since January. Also been walking and talking. I don't like sitting behind a camera or a computer all day long to give financial advice. So I'm walking. I'm down 40 pounds. My blood pressure's down. I hired Josiah. Josiah's link is in the low. If you want to man up and get in shape, women or male, females, if you want to start looking good, this guy is incredible, man. So good Christian, hardcore, right winger, family, God, country, just all the pillars that you need in your physical trainer. Reach out to Josiah. His link is below. I will share my weight loss journey with you guys and what I'm doing. I'm in love with it, man. And I'm still eating pizza. I'm having ice cream with my kids on the weekends. I don't like eating like a slob because most kids do. I hate sugar, and I used to love carbs, but I don't eat carbs anymore. But the thing is, I'm living my life. I'm enjoying life, and I'm losing weight. I'm burning 3,000 to 4,000 calories, eating high proteins, and just counting my calories is not that hard. It's not rocket science, but the main thing is just the walking. I literally walk about 3 to 5 miles a day, sometimes even 10 miles a day as I have a lot of combos. But yeah, just a little side note, reach out to Josiah. His link is below. He's not free. It's not free, but you're supporting your own health. You're buying into your own health. And I really think that's huge. So TMF, interest rates are going to get lowered this week. I got a gold cross, man. Why haven't you bought the calls on 100? Just buy this stupid ETF. It is going up. It's been going up since January. I bought it in February, was it? When did I buy this thing? I got to check. Yep, there it is. I bought this thing back in January, bro. Right around here. I was talking about it. And it stayed flat for like 6 months. And now it's taken off. Interest rates are going to lower. When interest rates lower, the price of the 20-year treasury goes up. And so this is an ETF that's three times the risk, guys. So if you buy the ETF, when they lower it, it will go up. But there's also timing. There's expenses. And if you buy the call option, I like the call option at 100. Again, this is for money that you have, you can afford to lose. Don't put retirement funds in this, even though it is a very high likely chance that you will make a ton of money on this if it does hit to 100. When interest rates do lower, if I fan out, actually, let me fix this. I don't like this chart the way it looks. Too nasty. Oh, yeah, that looks terrible. Let me fix this, guys. There we go. So we have, let me go on a weekly. It's a little better. So every chart you see here is on a weekly calendar. So we have all green here, man. And it's just massive. This was over $450 right here. 408 back in 2020. They're going to try to lower interest rates again to get us at a normal. So even if it's not even 400, maybe if it goes to 300, bro, that is huge. What if it just goes to 250? What if it just goes 100? It doesn't matter. Like, we are going into a lower interest rate environment. This is how you make money, guys, off of a cyclical market. It doesn't matter who is in the office, Kamala, Trump. There are so many ways to make money off of this crash, off this yielding index that are lowering interest rates. You just got to open up, man. So TMF is a great hedge. If you're looking to build capital quickly, then this is a great idea. Again, this is not investment advice. This is for education, information purposes only. You knuckleheads that want to come call me and say, you're an idiot. You're advising this, blah, blah, blah. I'm letting you know, read between the lines. I'm legally disclosing that this is for information and education purposes only. You do not invest money you can afford to lose. Or you can't afford to lose. Sorry. Tired of people calling and say, why are you giving recommendations on the internet? You're not supposed to do that. I'm going to tell all these people, these regulators, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, just shut your freaking trap hole, man. Like, I'm just here helping out, giving you some information. You guys make me want to quit sometimes. But I'm not, because I enjoy what I do. And that's all I'm doing. I'm sharing my passions. I just happen to be a licensed financial advisor. TMF, huge buy signal here. You could buy the ETF, you could hold it, and you would probably hold it for 6 to 12 months till it hits over 100. But I want to share another screen real quick. And then I'm going to let you guys go because I got to head out. I got to pick my son to go to Georgia. We are going father-son camping trip, and it's going to be wet because there's this hurricane, right? Francine or something like that. And it's hitting Georgia, like the bands, and it's moving east. So, hey, we're going to be in the rain. I'm leading campfire worship, so I got to practice some songs. Going to be fun. I'll send some pictures and video. It'll be great. And let's see here. Going to show, what was I going to show? the options on this thing. So for those of you that understand options or are comfortable with it, TMF. You could go to any options calculator. I just searched one. Right now it's at 62. You can buy. And the calls, ooh, that's not it. We want January 2026, 100 calls. Wow, they're expensive. All right. So these are the 95 calls. I prefer the 100, but for some reason I can't even hit. It's not allowing me to click on 100. So I don't know. Let's just try the 95s. They're a little more. I prefer the 100s, but you can buy the 95 calls. Let's just say we bought $5,000 worth, so call it 8. Let's say we bought 7. $5,500. Calculate that, and it goes to, let's just say conservatively, it doesn't go to 400. It goes to 325. Stock price from now between 325 and anywhere between. I'm going to recalculate this. And you can Google this, DuckDuckGo this, whatever. Let's just say it goes to 324. On a $5,000 trade, guys, you're looking at $156,184. Can it go to 60% or even 70% of what it was at when the interest rates lowered? $5,000 is possibly $160,000 if it does go to 324. If it just goes to 100, roughly 100, it's $12,000, $971 on a $5,000 trade. Where are you going to get those returns? So yeah, stock market wants to crash. We're dancing in September. Lower interest rates. We're dancing in September, man. If it goes to 270, that's $121,000, guys. And I already showed you the daggone chart, man. Like, it's very realistic. Extremely realistic to go to those levels. We're not talking much. This thing could skyrocket to right here to 250. Boom, $5,000. $5,000 at 250. What was it? $100,000. $100,000 trade, bro. This is why you listen. This is why you listen to Scriptures in Wall Street. $5,000. I can care less about the idiots that are commenting, oh, well, this guy believes in the stock market. The funny, the QFS is going to eat him alive. You got to buy gold and silver, and Donald Trump is a man, and he's going to... Dude, quit getting political about this stupidity. Wall Street does not care about your opinion, whether you're left or right. It's about the money, and right now, we need to play the money game. We got to guard your money. You got to be smart. They're stealing your money. If you're in mutual funds and you're not doing nothing, they're going to steal your money. This is how we trade and be a steward of our money, is we take advantage of everything they're giving us. And right now, they're going to lower the interest rates. A $5,000 trade at 250 is $100,000. And it could easily get to that. Easily. It's at 55 right now. I just can't make it any more clear. I can show charts and all this scenarios, but stay attention, stay in the cut with us. Like, look at us every week. Follow us, like and subscribe us on Twitter, on Rumble, our own channel at Scriptures in Wall Street. I'm going to be dropping content like this all the time. I want you guys to understand that this is fun for me. And this is just a little market update on TMF. Huge trade. Come take it with me at your own risk. And we'll have some fun. Real quick, if you're not getting these returns, look at these returns, guys. If you're not getting these returns with your retirement accounts, please give me a call. We have an index that we have exclusive access to. You can't just buy this ETF. Since 2022, this index has been live. Last year, we made 19%. The year before that, we made a zero, because every time you see a red, which is not a lot, we make a zero. Our insurance contracts protect your principal. When Trump got in last time, we made 40%. The first year after it, 40%. Following year, we had problems with the war on tariffs in China. The market went down. But the following year, 34, a 28, a 25, a zero. Last year, we made close to 19.5%. And this year, we're already up 4.1%. This index shifts commodities, treasuries, S&P, NASDAQ. That's it. It rotates every single, not weekly, not monthly, not yearly. Every single day, you have 100% tactical management shifting. Whatever the economy is doing, it'll shift to the better asset class, safer asset class. 60-40 blend, 100%. You can have access to this for free at no cost. You can have access to this. There's two ways you can buy it. You can opt to get a 20% bonus with the interest rates going down. Yes, you would make 20% guaranteed overnight, depending on your state. There is a fee, about 0.95 fee, and you only make 75% roughly of this index. The first option, which is my favorite, you get 100% of this index, no fee, no bonus, but you got to give us a call. You got to give us a call. This is great for retirement funds, money that you want to set it and forget it. This is what I did. I put 100 grand into this August 11th of last year. It is projected to be $4.2 million in 19 more years. My wife and I can retire in 19 more years. So guess what? You got to get stuck with me for another 19 more years. I'm sorry, but I'll be doing this for a while. And I love this, but yeah, this is what you need access to. This is what a lot of the clients are doing now, because you're not getting these returns. Tell me where you're getting these returns at. And if you're not, give me a call, because I have exclusive access to this. This is not something you can buy from Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley. You can try, but you're supporting a woke agenda. Anyways, guys, I am out of here. Give us a call. Get you some green money. Contracts are going to be your friend going to a volatile market. There's no need to be in a stock market unless you're trading, trying to make money and on a rigged market. Your retirement needs to be out of the stock market, principally protected. In my opinion, you need to have growth. You need to have safety. You need to be outside of the CBDC, anti-DEI, private insured account, the whole nine, the whole nine. But with that being said, I'm out of here, guys. Don't forget to like and subscribe our Rumble channel, Scriptures on Wall Street. I'm your host, Carlos Cortez. I'll see you next week. Later.